Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
All thy name. Goodness gracious. Ruby, that was a good one, wasn't it? Good Lord Almighty. He has magnified his word above his name. Now, we did a series on holy and reverend is his name, and we talked about that, and we told you another synonym for name is glory. So he has already magnified his word above his name. We'll get that someday. We'll get that if you really understand the weight of that scripture, what he's saying. He's telling us that his word is important. And if his word is so important, what do we need to do as humans or as Christians? Read it. That's exactly right. I'll even go further along and say we don't just read it.
Live it.
I'll even go along, we don't say live it. Study it. And you're laughing at that one.
Share it.
Exactly. But studying is very important. We'll talk about that later. But the spiritual life and the blood of the human race is the Word of God. Check this scripture. It brings salvation. It all starts there. We know that we are sinners. We cannot save ourselves. Jesus Christ died for our sins and on the third day rose from the grave. That is the gospel. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says this. And I want you to listen to these words here. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Wow, man, this is just so powerful here. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Amen. Listen to this. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Wow. It bringeth salvation. God's word is life. It brings salvation. So when we were dead, it makes us alive. You know, it's so funny when we talk about, you know, Jesus Christ. How many people did Jesus Christ raise from the dead? Who knows the answer? How many? Here's your, find out next week and bring it. I'm serious. There's your homework. You better write that down because I gave you the answer before. So, I want you to bring it next week. But my point is this. If it brings salvation, he said, greater things than this thou shalt do. People walking around without Christ are dead. So when you give them God's word, you're bringing salvation. Think about that. God's word bringeth salvation. Yeah, the next thing God's word does, it produces faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Look, write this scripture down. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. We could probably all quote that one. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you hear God's word, it brings faith.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.